I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This time of year, there's a bevy of tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, beans, and other veggies to eat and share. Even giving them away is a challenge, as I see my neighbor cringe when I walk up his driveway with yet another quote-unquote gift of zucchini. But fall in the veggie garden comes quickly, so now is the time to plant more veggies to extend your harvest season. Pull out any spent or dying plants and make room for a fall planting. There's still time in early August to plant a late crop of bush beans, especially if you live near the coast where the falls are longer. Greens such as Swiss chard, kale, and collards can take some heat and germinate quickly. But wait until later in August to sow lettuce, spinach, and radish seeds. They need cooler soils to germinate well. Colorful snow pea varieties such as the purple Shiraz and the yellow Golden Sweet are great for fall crops. Even if an early frost threatens in the hills, you can pick the immature flat pods for stir fries and for salads. When planting, amend the soil with compost and remove any weeds. Watering is key during hot, dry stretches because newly germinated seeds can die easily. Watch for flea beetles, cabbage worms, mice, and bunnies. The easiest approach to controlling these pests is to cover the bed with a mosquito netting or floating row cover anchored to the soil with boards or stones. That will keep the pests away and shade the seedlings from the hot August sun. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about dahlias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.